This series contains description of blood, gore, and violence, and discussions of suicide, murder, self-harm, depression, PTSD, trauma, and death. This story also contains transphobia and excessive gore. Listener discretion is advised. Story 5, Part 2, The Seas of Torture and Trauma.
W, are you? Oh, God, there you are. Leaf told me Rod had caught the demon, which I suppose means we can finally relax. Do you know if he found...
Who is this?
Lila, this is...
He didn't catch the demon. It was dead before we met, and I found him. He didn't do anything, really.
W?
This is Helena, another victim of the demon.
What is she doing here?
I was trying to tell you earlier, but I couldn't with everything going on. I recognized her. She's the one that helped me escape the ruins when I was a kid.
She's the one that kept the demons away? The one that bit your finger off? She's still alive?
That's not... If they told you that, it was untrue. I don't bite fingers. Demons do. Fingers are fragile anyway. I mean, I have had some of the best, most attentive healers, and I'm still missing 2.5.
I didn't say she did it, or that she was dead. I said it happened the first time she was possessed after I met her.
Well, what am I supposed to assume from that? I apologize, Helena. I'm new to this whole possession thing.
That's fine. I get it all the time. And I completely understand if you don't want me here, since my body was used to kill your sister.
Helena, she didn't know.
Right. I suppose if you get possessed all the time, you would be one and the same. I never saw the demon because, Rod got paranoid after Melina was taken. He was afraid I'd be targeted because I look like her.
For what it's worth, I'm truly sorry.
Thank you. But I suppose in this instance, you're in luck, because I don't see you as that monster.
Well, the same can't be said of your brother.
She'll just be here a couple of days until we find her friends. It's just she's hurt and dangerous, and I knew I could help her, handle her. Everyone else just wouldn't understand.
You don't have to defend your actions, love. I may not understand everything that happened to you before we met, but I know you've always tried to do the right thing. You would never do anything that might really hurt me. So, she's welcome, if you think it's best.
Thank you.
Now that that's all cleared away, am I allowed to ask who you are?
This is my wife, Lila.
You're married, and she doesn't know what happened to you in the Rising, other than you lost your finger.
W doesn't like to talk about that time in their life. Or much before that, actually. I only know because I insisted on knowing what happened to their finger.
Rod seemed to know who I was and what I do.
I told him more than I meant to when we were drunk once. He wasn't supposed to remember.
I'm just surprised you can keep secrets like that. The injuries, the nightmares, the paranoia. Though, I suppose you've had time to heal. Whereas I have had less peace.
If they have those things, they hide it well. W is quiet, though, so it's hard to know what they are thinking sometimes.
I suppose that's one response to trauma. Just keep to yourself. I, however, find talking about everything that's happened to me a nice distraction from the pain. I don't have secrets from anyone, really.
I don't want to force you, W. But I did always wonder how you managed to escape the carnage. I know you left your mother and were... basically on your own.
They weren't alone. I was there, or at least my body was. There was also the demons. W made a deal with one to guide us out of danger.
You made a deal with a demon?
It was more like I tricked it into showing us the way, but it thought we had a deal. The days after leaving my mother made it seem like it was a bad decision. I wandered aimlessly, having no idea where I should be headed. My finger throbbed and left my hand useless, until I found a fire and a knife and burned the wound close. The demon was difficult even tied up, and I had to recheck and double up the restraints just to keep it in line. Those days were probably the worst of my life, and there seemed to be no end in sight. We should be well hidden here for a short rest. I know you said I should stay away from the demon slayers, but someone like that might be able to help. I'm not sure why you believed I would be able to help you. I'm nothing. No good. You're right. It doesn't matter. I just have to figure out how to live up to your expectations. I'm gonna go to sleep for a while now, all right? I don't know why I talked to the demon like it was her. It's just, I hid from the only other human-looking people I ran into these days. Most stragglers were possessed, but like I told my companion, a few were men with weapons shifting through the rubble. If they caught us, they would definitely kill Helena. But even if I explained, I thought maybe they thought a child would give them pause, but I'd seen a few corpses my size and I couldn't be sure if they were demon or human made. So I decided to play it safe. I woke from a nightmare of one such warrior chasing me to something different than a demon snarl. Helena?
Yes, it's me. Sorry to wake you. You should sleep if you can.
So should you. Do you want me to untie you?
No, that's a really bad idea. Plus, I don't think I can sleep. My head is splitting.
From the demons?
Yeah. Using my soul to manipulate the demons' inner world has its price. It's less painful if I take my time to learn the demons' weakness and rules, but I was trying to do things quickly to save your mother and get back to you.
Oh.
Where is your mother? I didn't mess up, did I?
No, you saved her. It's just, we had to split ways again. She didn't believe you could actually protect us. I'll keep my word, though. Promise.
I'm actually surprised you're still around. The demon must have done that to your finger, didn't it?
Still, it's better than nothing. At least, it'll be harder for me to get possessed with you around.
There must be something else I can... Ah! I know! I know the trick for how exorcists protect themselves.
You do?
Give me your hand.
Ow! What are you doing?
Sorry. I have to cut your flesh, so we're sure it doesn't wear off for a while.
It looks just like your tattoo.
No, it isn't. See how these two sections are switched? And how I omit these two lines? I wanted to learn what the man who did this to me did wrong. So I learned this one. These two are the only exorcist symbols I've been able to learn.
Why?
Because they are intricate as puzzles. They need the lines drawn in a specific order, with specific thoughts behind each one. Messing it up can change the whole meaning or make it nothing. Why do you think exorcists are so rare?
Are you sure you got it right?
You think I'd forget the exact actions that could have saved my life, but instead condemned me to an existence most people don't think is worth living?
You really think this will protect me?
As you said, it's better than nothing. I don't want to hurt you since you're my only hope of getting out of here.
I'm trying. How do you do it? How do you keep fighting against impossible odds? I've never even heard of someone surviving a demon possession before.
That's because they're rare. I've only heard of one other person who actually managed to kill their demon and they never got possessed again.
So, no one even expects you to live. Is that why you thought I wouldn't believe you?
Of course. You're young, so you don't know. People like me aren't real.
But you are right in front of me.
That doesn't change some people's minds. Words mean nothing. Actions even less sometimes.
I wish I was like you. Even mundane things seem impossible to me.
You just have to believe in yourself. But more importantly, you have to understand why you need to do it.
What do you mean?
There was a time when I realized no one would save me from the demons. If I wanted to live, I had to save myself. That worked for a while, but eventually, it wasn't enough. There wasn't enough left of my life to convince myself it was worth saving.
But you're...
That's when I had to realize how I could change things. Help people like me who couldn't be saved by other means, and keep the demons at bay. Just because others say I can't exist doesn't mean they don't. Maybe one day they'll hear of me and realize they aren't alone.
You're fighting to change the world?
Makes it hard to give up when you know things won't get better without you. I can't let the demons win.
I want to be brave. I'm just afraid of being nothing but myself.
That's understandable. Humans, people, are weak.
You aren't. You're amazing.
I'm certainly something, aren't I? Can you untie me?
I thought you said that was a bad idea.
I know, but it's uncomfortable. I just need to stretch for a little bit.
Are you gonna sleep then?
Maybe. You look tired.
I was afraid to sleep much around the demon.
Well, there's no need to worry now. I'll stay up a little longer and keep watch. Just rest. Safe and sound.
Sorry, these nuts are messy. I did my best.
No need to apologize. You've done good.
You're the only one who thinks that.
Good night, then.
Sleep tight, child.
I played that conversation over and over again in my mind for weeks. I should have known that wasn't Helena, but I had never met a demon that could speak. If I'd been a little smarter, a little more experienced, I could have changed what happened. But I wasn't, and I wouldn't be for a while. I only survived that night because of the pentacle on my hand, and it's for that reason I don't regret doing anything to keep my promise. Helena, the sun's up now. We should probably... Helena? But she was nowhere to be found.
No, stupid. Why did I untie her? Why did she ask? Helena? Helena!
As I ran through the decimated countryside, I quickly stopped calling her name. If she was possessed, she wouldn't respond anyway. Shouting was only going to bring unwanted attention to both of us.
Oh, gods.
Soon enough, I started finding the bodies. At this point, it was difficult to tell how many or who they had been as the pieces were scattered around. Blood still sluggishly oozed out of the torn flesh, and the smell of the fresh blood masked some of the more unpleasant smells I'd adapted to in the ruins. I moved slowly and quietly following the trail, unsure who or what was at the end.
Why won't you just die, monster?
Six grown men, decked out with toys, teeth, and nails. Can't handle one little child, huh? That's on you, sir, not me.
You killed the other demon as well? Why?
While I admit my peer was a good distraction while I took a few of your friends out, it was also in my way. I can't stand those who can't control their urges.
You're the one killing indiscriminately!
So are you and your friends.
You demons have killed hundreds of people! And destroyed 100 more lives!
What's a few more? Is that what you're saying?
Stop twisting my words!
Fine! Shall I twist your limbs instead? Your neck works too.
I watched the slayer fall limp to the ground. Their neck was at a crooked angle, and their eyes were still open. A single trickle of blood dripped from their mouth. Without ceremony, Helena yanked the large axe from the corpse's hands and turned.
I should have kept one of them alive to get rid of that hand for me. Hello? How did you sleep?
Helena?
Yes?
Are you really... her?
Don't I look like her? Don't I sound like her? What do you think?
But you...
I was protecting you. You should be grateful.
I... don't get any closer. I had finally had some common sense and put my hand out.
Stupid little pathetic human. Where did you get that infuriating scribble from?
You're a demon.
As I said, stupid.
But you can talk.
For all the good that does me, wasting my time speaking drivel with you lot.
That girl you possessed gave me this symbol. She's going to kill you.
Was that why I got dragged here, away from my horde? Do you know how long it took me to collect all those bodies? Did she call me here on purpose? What a fool. Maybe I should actually give her a chance to explain herself.
She's done it before, and she'll do it again.
You mean she managed to get rid of a couple slobbering, nonsense-muttering fools? So what? Look around you. What makes you think that she or any other human is a match for me?
I believe in her.
Well, that's your mistake. And her mistake is believing in you. That symbol doesn't make you invincible, little idiot.
I...
You know your savior is half dead already. The real question is, which of you is going to die first?
I learned quickly that protection symbols wouldn't stop it from throwing things at me. It wasn't brave, but I really didn't know what else to do. So I ran.
Where's your belief now, fool? At least you have enough common sense to try and survive.
I'm sorry, Helena. I tried.
No child should have to go through all that.
Helena was worse off than me.
That's really neither here or there. Just because I was utterly amazing doesn't mean that you didn't perform admirably as well.
I just don't understand how you found the courage to keep going back for her.
It's easier to understand once you realize she was the first person to call me my chosen name, without question, and trusted me unconditionally.
Though I understand why you ask that. Because W has been pretty cold since we reunited.
W is like that with most people.
But we were friends.
I have more to lose this time.
So you only saved me in the past out of desperation? I'm flattered.
You were my new start. Now that I have confidence in myself and I know what I want in life, I don't want to go back. I'm sorry.
You must forget that I have tough skin. Nothing hurts me.
Yet, I remember you wincing when I treated your wounds.
Fine. But I'm not insulted, because you're still too nice to abandon me. How can I hold simply being cautious against you?
I'm surprised you ended up so generous and loving after seeing all that death and destruction.
Well, you know it's better to try and be what you want to see in the world, so others don't have to struggle as much as you did.
You're so sweet.
Maybe you should wait to say that until after I finish the story. I don't know if you'll still think I'm sweet by then. I almost did abandon Helena completely. It would have been so easy. But I remembered what Helena had said. I needed to figure out why I had to keep fighting.
Stop running! You coward!
If I left her like I left Mama, what would stop me from leaving everyone who ever caused me pain? I didn't always want to be alone. I wanted a loving family and friends someday. And I figured Helena, also an outcast kid who left her parents, probably wanted that too. If I left her now, wouldn't that prove to both of us that there was no one in the world you could trust?
No, I'm not a coward. I'm not a useless, stupid kid.
Helena may not be in my future, but in this moment, I knew I could change both of our fate. I had to save her, because if I didn't, we would both continue to be alone. We would both continue to think no one in the world wanted us. And if the world didn't want to welcome us, I would have to change the world until it did. I would get her out of here, even if it killed me.
I can do this.
I know I can. I retraced my steps back to the demon and began stalking it from a distance. I think it knew I was there, but it didn't say a word. Currently, all I had was the scraps of cloth that I had originally used to tie up Helena. I would need more if I was going to do what I'd been thinking of doing. I had to trap the demon.
No, please! I swear I'll...
Don't waste your breath begging. I have no reason to keep you alive.
I closed my eyes as it slew another human. I didn't think it was a slayer this time, so now it was just slaughtering survivors like me. When I finally thought it was safe to look again, I opened my eyes only to see it shaving off chunks of flesh and scattering them at its feet. I shut my eyes tightly again, but I could feel my stomach revolting. There wasn't much in there anyway. But by the time it moved on, my stomach's contents were on the ground at my feet. I was about to follow it when I paused. If I was going to trap it, I needed a lure. It said it had a hoard of bodies before. I looked at the random body parts on the ground. Would it come back for these? If it did, wouldn't it search for them if they went missing?
Gods, forgive me.
With held breath and a trembling hand, I began to pick up the pieces. The limp, moist flesh gave way under my touch. But the more I picked up, the harder it was to hold in my blood-coated hands. I pressed some of it to my chest, and I felt fresh blood dribbling down my leg. Since I'd already emptied my stomach, my head started to spin in revolt. I took deep breaths and tried not to think about what I was doing. I was in control of the nightmare, and that was the one thing that kept me going. Once I had most of the pieces, I ran to find a place to ambush the demon. With buildings destroyed, falling apart, and weakened by the fire and demon's destruction, many places would have worked to stop the demon in its tracks. But I needed a place it couldn't escape from. I eventually found a hole. It was in the back of a building, and it looked like it had been used as a cellar. But if I took the ladder out of the entrance, there was no way Helena's body could climb up the steep, crumbling dirt sides. I dumped my collection of flesh, my lure at the entrance, and then headed back to the demon.
Why I'm expected to cooperate with you? You can't even manage to keep yourself from attacking me! If you can't show me respect, I shouldn't have to respect your life!
Here we go again. It took 3 or 4 more bodies, 3 or 4 more carving rituals, and 3 or 4 more picking up the pieces and ferrying them to my trap for the demon to finally catch on.
I thought there was a sleazy little demon at my tail, but I see it's just the idiot child back again. Look at you, all drenched in the blood of my victims.
Stay away.
I wouldn't if I had a choice in the matter. Where are you taking my quarry?
Away from you. Then I turned tail again and ran.
I was being too generous letting you go. Now you've vexed me one too many times. Pentacle or not, fool, you're dead!
I slowly dropped pieces of my final collection as I ran, to make sure it was as easy as possible to track me. Once I got back to the hole, I deposited the rest, which now hid the hole completely, and quickly stripped off my clothes. I knew I had started to leave a trail of blood wherever I went, and I couldn't let it know where I was. I hid around the corner of the building, pressed down into the dirt, and waited.
It amuses me how crazed you humans become just to protect yourselves and the pitiful lives of others. However, I fail to see how this particular action has gotten you anywhere. It is a nice little pile, I'll give you that. Though it could use some flair. You think I just collect things willy-nilly? I'll have you know my hordes are very expertly arranged. I'll make sure your head gets a prime spot.
The nice thing about the pentacle was that when I sprinted at the demon, I didn't even have to touch it to push it into the hole. It was repelled like magic. I kicked some of the body parts on top of it for good measure.
You little gremlin! When I get my hands on you, I'm going to flay you alive!
I slipped on my blood-soaked shirt again as it struggled.
You're going to wish you were possessed by the time I'm done with you!
I collected the cloth ropes I had stowed, then perched on the edge of the pit. Not so stupid now, am I?
You're more than stupid. You have a death wish.
Are you done threatening me?
Not until the deed is done.
Well, in your current situation, I would say that time is never unless you calm down and listen to me. I'd had plenty of time to think about what I was going to say to it. Even if it only ended in me waiting around until Helena killed it.
Listening to you is below me, you pathetic child.
Not really, because right now I'm definitely above you.
What insanity drove you to try and bargain with me?
Well, because I figured you're bored here, and I would like to leave as well.
What makes you think I'm bored?
Because you are wandering around killing stragglers one by one. Even I know this rising is coming to an end, and it's only a matter of time until your demons are taken down.
Optimistic assumption.
Really? Even though the Demon Slayers are killing anything they come into contact with that breathes, it's not a happy ending. They think they have to destroy everything to start new.
What does that have to do with me?
If you leave this area, masquerading as a human, like you did with me, you can find a busy new city to begin slaughtering anew.
So you want me to agree to leave this place? Why?
Because I need you to come with me.
You still think this girl is going to defeat me?
And you still don't. So it shouldn't be a problem for you to agree to come with me peacefully, if I agree to let you go in the next busy town to do as you wish.
Why would I wait to kill?
I thought you said you didn't like those demons who couldn't control their outer consciousnesses. How are you any different from them if you continue to survive off scraps? If you just wait a little longer, your horde will be rebuilt in a matter of days.
Fine. I can see that you speak some sense. However, if you truly believe this girl will kill me, why let me out of this hole?
You know the way away from the Rising, don't you?
You mean do I know the way away from where I crossed over into this world? Of course. I'm not going back. Humans try stupid things if you stick around there, like push you back into the Petal Vale.
Then I want you to point me in the direction that will get us as far away from there as possible.
That's all I need to give you my freedom? Simple enough. Though I suppose humans only have simple problems.
So, you'll let me tie you up again?
If it's necessary, I suppose, since you seem to think I lack self-control.
I just don't want to die.
Fine. But when you let me free, I hope you know you're as dead as everyone else.
We'll see. And that is how I escaped with Helena. It took a couple of weeks for her to defeat the demon, but since the surrounding area had all been evacuated, we didn't run into civilization until after that. I don't think the demon or I realized how many people had fled as word spread. The people we did run into just fled from the blood-covered demon children, except the Slayers, and I hid us from them.
So, if you had found a city, you would have sacrificed it to the demon?
I don't think I would have had a choice. Those ropes weren't as sturdy as you would hope.
Plus, demons don't feel pain. The smart ones will break limbs to escape if they really want to.
So it really did control itself.
At some point, I could tell Helena was doing something, though. The demon seemed to be struggling more and more.
How did you end up defeating it?
If I remember correctly, I just had to make it whole again. It was all in little pieces that become smaller if I tried to fight back. At first I thought I just had to find and destroy the heart. But it was actually the brain that it centered around. Once I found that, I used it to force the pieces all back together, and then I tore the brain apart with my bare hands. I wouldn't recommend that. The sensation of tearing apart human organs is not pleasant, even if it's not technically real.
Anyway, my life didn't really reset until I split off from Helena and headed north. I walked and walked until I finally ended up here.
And that's when Rod found you and invited you to stay with us.
And I met you.
Everything worked out, didn't it?
Until I came back into your life, I suppose.
I wouldn't say...
We should all get some sleep, don't you think? It's been a long day for all of us. And that story was exhausting in and of itself.
It's not going to keep you up, is it?
Not with you by my side.
You two can have your bed back. You can just tie me up and I'll sleep on the floor.
You still have to do that?
If no one's watching me, yes. Not as much has changed for me as it did for W.
I'll get the rope. It took a few days, but Rod eventually got word that Helena's friends were in the neighboring town and headed this way. Still, I didn't expect the tall, muscular woman that showed up at our front door.
Bridget!
Thank God you're all right. Ow.
Sorry, I shouldn't hug you then?
When you escaped, your demon got in a few good hits. I got a broken rib on top of the gash in my side.
Where's Marcia?
She's still recovering from the head injury your demon gave her. It's better when she doesn't move, so I said I'd come get you.
Vales, it really was a mess this time.
I'm just glad you're all right.
Oh, speaking of which, this is W. They saved me. They're also the one who survived the Rising with me years ago.
You actually survived one of those? Gods, you're braver than I am.
That's a surprise coming from someone like you.
I'm just a soldier.
But you protect Helena.
I see that as a privilege, not a problem.
Bridget, can you give us a minute?
Sure. That Rod guy said that he would escort us out of town and give us a horse. He really wants us gone, huh?
His sister's dead.
That makes sense.
I know seeing me again hasn't really been pleasant for you, but it was really good to see how well you've done for yourself, W.
I never wanted to see you again. You remind me of a lot of bad memories and things I haven't gotten over. But I would be lying if I said I would be here if it wasn't for you.
Oh, come on. You'd have managed something without me.
You're the one that gave me the courage to believe in myself. I'm just sorry that you're still living exactly the same way you were then. You're still stuck in the past I never want to revisit.
It's not that bad. I'm used to it.
You're not fighting in vain, you know. You changed the world for me, and I'm sure you have for other people too. You may not be able to see it, but you are making a difference.
I know. And even though I don't get a choice, I don't think I would stop fighting if I could. People like you, people who just need a little more hope to make it by, are the kind of people worth fighting for. You and them will change the world. I'm just the catalyst that gives you the chance to do so.
I'm just happy someone has given you a chance at some kind of life. Friends, were they?
Bridget and Marcia save me when I'm too tired to save myself. No one can fight everything alone, right?
Goodbye, Helena.
For forever, hopefully. I'll try not to bother you again.
Not unless you're needed.
Goodbye, W. And good luck.
I don't know if she remembered. Those were the exact words she said when she left me before. There was something ironic about being wished luck by one of the unluckiest girls in the world. However, this time, it seemed like her luck had improved.